Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being in this place here, because we feel your presence, Lord, and we just thank you for it. A while back, I read an article by a psychologist, and it said, those who move towards their dreams and goals are far more happier, content, and satisfied than those who don't. Now, that is a sweeping statement, but I actually accept it. Because I believe that dreams and goals are what give us a bright future, a happier future, that give us a hope in the future. You see, we need to be able to get up in the morning with a smile on our face, singing, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. That's what we need to be doing, because we have got something to look forward to.
Yes.
The other thing is, we are so privileged. Being Christians and setting goals, we are just so privileged. Just like it's been explained, our God who is the creator of everything, the God who owns everything, wants us to have the desires of our heart, wants us to have the best. Not just wants us to, but he wants to come alongside us, partner with us to make it happen. I mean, is that privilege or is that privilege? Now let me quote a few verses that you all know extremely well. Proverbs 16:3, commit all that you do unto the Lord and your plans will succeed. I mean, that's pretty awesome. Your plans will succeed if you commit everything to the Lord. And the other well-known verse in Jeremiah 29:11, where it says, I know the plans for you. They're plans to prosper you, not to harm you, but to give you a good future. That's coming from our God who is a creator of everything. He wants to give us a great future. In a man's heart, he plans his course. And guess what? The Lord determines our steps. So we plan, he comes along and determines our steps. I mean, isn't that a wonderful way to live life where God is in it? Everything that we do, everything that we plan, God is there to determine our steps. Now, the verse that just totally explains my whole talk this morning is in Proverbs 13:9. Hope deferred makes the heart grow sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. Get this, okay? So the plans that we plan, if we don't have any plans, if we put our plans to the side, it makes our heart grow sick. But when our plans come to fruition, when our plans come to reality, it's like a tree of life. Now that tree of life must be the ultimate. It must be something great. It must be right out there. Personally, I just sort of don't get it. But I'm sure somebody will explain it to me later. But further on it says, longing fulfilled is sweet to the soul. That I get, okay? That I get. When our dreams and goals come to fruition, it's sweet to our soul. I mean, just think about that. When we know that God has partnered with us, they've come to fruition, we're living them, it's sweet to our soul. That's how great our God is. If we don't have any dreams and goals, if we sort of say to ourselves, is this it? Is this our lot? Is this all there is to life? No, it doesn't need to be. It shouldn't be. We are Christians. We are God's chosen people. We are loved by God. We should have a hope. And so if we don't, we can go round and round in circles, achieving not much. Now, I want to really push this home. I really want to paint a picture for you so that you understand this courtesy of Kevin. Thank you, Kevin. Kevin decided that he was going to fix the boat motor. Kevin actually doesn't know anything about anything that's mechanical, but he decided that that's what he was going to do. I suggested that maybe he should take it to, you know, a marine mechanic, but no. Here on our garage floor lay the boat motor in pieces. And then Kevin put all the pieces back together, and those that were left over, he said they weren't that important. And down to the wharf we go, and my instructions are, you are to hold that rope no matter what. Whatever happens, don't let the rope go. Have you got that? I understand. Hold the rope, don't let it go. And so he starts the engine up, and the boat shoots off backwards. And I'm running down the wharf, holding on the rope. Then I yell out, I can't hold it any longer. Run out of wharf. And he's going round and round the lake backwards. I see him stop and start again, and off he shoots backwards. He even comes back into the wharf backwards. And I don't know why he picked on me, because I wasn't the only one laughing. So the point I'm making here is that if we don't have dreams and goals, we are going round and round in circles. And here's the other thing. Not just round in circles, but if we're not going forward, guess what? We're going backwards. And so it is so important that we have something in front of us to drive us, something that we strive for. I want you to close your eyes for a minute. I want you to imagine what the Holy Spirit has put into your heart that you desire. If you have the thinking that Holy Spirit will only bless you, come alongside you if you are going to help the poor or the needy or do a missions trip. No, that is a given. That is expected of us. We are expected to help the poor. We are expected to help those who are less privileged than us. So forget that thinking. This is about the desires of your heart. What is it that Holy Spirit has put in your heart that you want to come to fruition? Could be a new house. What does it look like? Where is it? It could be you've wanted to write a book. A trip. Where do you want to go? You want to learn a new language. Do a degree. Do something adventurous like bungee jump. Jump out of a plane. What is it that's in your heart? Because you know Holy Spirit wants that to come to fruition. It's your dream. It's your dream with Holy Spirit coming beside you to make it happen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just minister, Lord. Just let them see that you do plant seeds of passion. Thank you, Lord. So, Lord, let's now get into the nuts and bolts of setting goals and dreams. You need to find a quiet place, a place where there's no TVs, no radios, no computers, no phones, a quiet place where you're on your own, where you're on your own with Holy Spirit and you're working out your goals and dreams. Now, most motivational speakers, most motivational authors touch on SMART as an example. S-M-A-R-T, SMART. S for specific, M for measurable, A for attainable, R for realistic, and T for time. But Holy Spirit and I, we changed two of the words. S for specific, M for motivation, A for attainable, R for realistic, and T for time. S for Pacific, M for motivation, A for attainable, R for realistic, and T for time. If I knew how to use overheads professionally, I would have put them up there, but they will come at the end. You need to be, when you're setting goals and dreams, you need to be specific. You need to be detailed, because your subconscious and your conscious need something to grasp hold of. So for an example, if your desire is to, like you've never been to Australia, and so you say, okay, I'd love to go to Australia. That's actually not enough. Where in Australia? Gold Coast. Okay, it's still not enough. Surface, excellent. So your dream is to go to Australia to surface. When? June 2017. Great. How? By putting X amount of dollars aside each week. Now that's how simple it is. That's how easy it is. You have started making your future brighter and happier. You have put a dream and goal in place. But there's two more very important steps that you need to take. Number one, you need to write it down. That is not negotiable. If you're doing your goals, you really do need to write them down. And the second one is to be able to visualize your dream. Get a photo of surface. Put it on the back of your toilet door. Well, somewhere where you can see it regularly. Because visualization helps you to achieve that goal. Motivation. Be motivated when you're setting goals. Don't put your dreams and goals aside. And don't let anybody steal your dreams. Because you know there are dream stealers out there. Australia, it's got spiders as big as dinner plates. You want a bungee jump? Your eyes pop out when you bungee jump. You want to write a book? You can't even spell. So if you want to talk about your dreams and goals, choose wisely the person you speak to. Choose somebody who will uplift you and can encourage you. But it still is a good thing to discuss what you have for the future, because you become more motivated and you become accountable to that person. Now, if I'm going to touch on motivation, I can't get past my dad. My dad is the most motivated person that I know. He's now 97. When he retired, he decided that he was going to go horse riding. So he learned how to ride a horse, and then he decided to become president of the pony club, also president of the trekking club. And so he would take the pony club kids from a trek from Rotorua to Ahopi, stopping off at sharing sheds. And he gives a little story that he woke up one morning and he had all these shoes around him. And he wondered why. Well, all the kids threw the shoes at him to stop snoring. But at the age of 80, just to continue this point, he decided, and one of his other old codgers, that they were going to go into the Yurrawerras on horseback and take horseback with horses packing all their gear. Now, he planned that months and months before. Do you think that he woke up in the morning thinking, is this my lot? Have I got anything else to do? Is life boring? No, he woke up with a smile on his face, things to do, places to go. And when he had done his trek, he dined on that for years. I know. So the point I'm making is, having those dreams and goals, having that motivation, just drives you forward to having an awesome future. And today, 97, does he still have a reason to get up in the morning? Yes, he makes fertilizer, liquid fertilizer. He's been making it for 3 years, and he has a garden to show for it. I think you can see the point I'm getting to, that we have a reason that we have a purpose to life. To attain, your dreams to be attainable. Like the example I used of going to Australia. To make that dream attainable, it would depend on how much you were going to put aside each week to have a holiday. You would budget on it. That makes it attainable. There is a great goal that Stephen K. Scott had. He was a really wealthy businessman. But when he started out, he failed about 6 times in business. And a minister came up to him and said to him, "I suggest you read a chapter of Proverbs every day. 31 chapters, Proverbs in a month." And he did that. And guess what? He never looked back. I think that's quite a great goal for all of us to attain to. A chapter of Proverbs a day, if we want to be successful. Realistic dreams. To have realistic dreams. You know, I want to climb Everest, but you're frightened of heights. Not realistic. I want to swim Cook Strait. You hate water. Not realistic. Yes, we need to strive, but not to the point where we come undone. You see, it's a journey. It's a journey where we don't want it a stressful journey. We want it a happy journey. A journey that shows us who we are in God. I had 2 dreams, goals that I had written down ages ago. Did I think they were going to come to fruition? I think it was a little bit of, "Oh ye of little faith." But last year and the year before, they came to fruition. Was that sweetness to my soul? Absolutely. I have always wanted to go sledging with huskies in Alaska. It was just planted here. I just always did. And so last year, I got to go sledging with the huskies in Alaska. When I got out of that helicopter onto the glacier, and I could hear those dogs barking, I can't explain the feeling like I'm here. When we were on that sledge going through the snow, mush dogs, go dogs. And then the owner or the trainer of the dogs, he said, "Would you like to drive them?" "Would I like to drive them?" "Yes, I would like to drive them." I said, "Actually, I've got a sore knee." And he said, "That's okay, you will be fine." And so I did. Now, when I look back on that, was God in it? You bet he was in it. Those dogs were to be removed a week later. If we had planned that trip a week later, I would not have got to drive those dogs, as Jeremy will know. When we were at the base, it was raining. It was cold. It was miserable. We got into the helicopter, and as the helicopter went up into the mountain onto the glacier, it was hot sunshine. So we could take as many photos as we liked. Was God in that? Absolutely he was. And the other one, 2 years ago, I wanted to go to an African-American church in the South. Did I think it was going to happen? No, not really. I'd written it down and I'm into goals and dreams. But how can this happen? Well, due to business, we needed to go to Memphis. When we were in Memphis, the guy who we were with was a Christian. And he said, "What do you want to do?" I said, "I want to go to an African-American church." And I thought, "Oh, it's probably not like I think it is. It probably isn't." But you know, when I arrived there, it was a congregation of thousands. And there were 3 white people that stood out like beacons. Right in the 4th row, here we were. And I tell you what, they say white men can't dance. Well, we sure gave it a shot. Because mama, old mama, she can dance. Everybody can dance. And as far as preaching goes, I tell you, you don't have to know a big sermon. Because everything, he goes, yes, praise the Lord, you preach it, brother. And he's only said hello. You know, it's just, it is just everything I imagined. It was like, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Trust. We need to trust. We need to trust our goals. We need to trust in the Lord, and we need to trust his word. When the word says, in a man's heart he plans, and I will determine your steps. When the psychologist said, those who work towards their dreams and goals are more happier, content, and satisfied than those who don't. When I listen to that verse, longing fulfilled makes the heart as sweetness to the soul. I believe that when it comes to dreams and goals, when it comes to happiness and contentment and satisfaction, we have to be more satisfied, more happier, and more content than the rest of the world, than the world, being Christians. And I was asked the question, why? Why should we be happier and more content and more satisfied than the world? Because the God, our God loves us. Our God adores us. He wants us to have our desires. He wants us to have hope for the future. He loves us that much. We are so privileged that the Holy Spirit wants to partner with us to have an awesome future. That's why we should be happier than the world. And we should be showing it. Honestly, we should be showing the world what we have in our hands. You know, there's a little song that goes, this little heart of mine, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. That song so annoys me. I just got to tell you, it so annoys me. This little light? Come on. It sounds like we're timid little Christians. No, we're not. We should be looking at it like a pew, like, When the boats come into the marina at night, where these boats have these huge, humongous lights to show the way. That's who we should be as Christians. Honestly, we should be showing ourselves out there as to be privileged. We have the Holy Spirit with us, guiding us, directing our steps. I have a plan for you to prosper you, not to harm you, but to give you hope for the future. I'm sure you can hear my passion. I get so passionate about this because we are special. We really are special. That Holy Spirit wants the best for us. He wants our dreams and goals. And really, we shouldn't put that on the shelf. We shouldn't put that on the shelf. We should get it out there. We should be seen. We should be seen to be special. And we are special. I just thank the Lord that he does want the best for us. Because, you know, God could have said, awesome, you understand the cross. You've asked forgiveness of all your wrongdoing. I've put your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'll see you when you get up here. No, he gave us his Holy Spirit. His Holy Spirit, and when it comes to dreams and goals and having a greater future, he is blessing us. He is coming alongside us. And that's my message this morning, is to understand we're not doing life on our own. We're just not. We're just privileged that Holy Spirit is coming with us. I just want to conclude. Number one, find a quiet place and write down your goals and dreams and visualize them. Number two, three words that are important when writing out your dreams and goals. When, where, and how. It's quite a simple process. It really is quite a simple process. SMART, S-M-A-R-T, Pacific. Be specific so that your subconscious and your conscious can grasp hold of it, so it knows where it's going. Be motivated, and don't let anybody steal your dreams. Attainable, make your goals attainable. It's a journey. It's a journey without stress. It's a journey where we should be the brightest stars in the block. We should be seen to be. Realistic, be realistic. Once again, it's not about stress. And trust. Trust the Lord. Trust His word. Pam, could you just put up the verses, please? Let these verses inspire you. And if you're wanting a copy, then just put your name down the back and I will get you a copy of these verses. Because these verses is it's all about. In a man's heart, he plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but longing fulfilled is a tree of life. Longing fulfilled is sweet to the soul. That is my verse. That is it. And Proverbs 23:18, there is surely a future hope for you. There's surely a future of hope, and your hope will not be cut off. Amen. Holy Spirit, I just thank you. I thank you that you are a God who absolutely loves us, who adores us, who wants the best for the future. That you are a God who knows and determines our step. You know our plans, our thoughts. That you want the desires of our heart. How awesome a God are you? And I thank you for it, Lord. Amen.